Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where time is money, and that's why our daily business lessons are only 10 minutes. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to understand and manage Type B personalities. Not everybody is a leader. Not everybody wants to be a leader. There will be people that you'll have to work with that are like this, and you need to be able to manage them in a different way, in a specific way, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Let's get down to business. First of all, what is a Type B personality? They say Type A, Type B. Type A is generally seen as somebody who's a go-getter, a leader, somebody that kind of likes the limelight, doesn't mind being on stage, doesn't mind getting attention and being the focal point of attention. Type Bs are a little bit different. They don't necessarily seek out leadership opportunities. They may not enjoy being a leader. There's nothing wrong with these people. These people are fantastic. They're great. They like working on their craft. They like working on the tasks that they're working on. And they take pride in that, and that's enough for them. They may not need any kind of external accolades to feel good about themselves. And a lot of times, Type Bs shy away from being the center of attention. There are degrees of Type B personalities. Some people are very shy and would hate to be a leader. And some are okay. If they had to, they would do it. So remember that there are shades of gray. It's not just black and white. But how do you manage people that are Type B? They could be employees. They could be coworkers. They could be partners in your business. They could be people that you've outsourced work to. And before you know how to manage them, you have to understand them. Type Bs take a lot of pride in their work. They get their significance through their work. While a lot of Type As, they get their significance based on the praise they get for their work. It's not the work itself that really gets them going. It's the recognition, is the significance that it gives them. Now, I'm working with archetypes here. These are generalities, but a lot of this holds true for the Type A and the Type B. Now, in order to motivate them, we need to know how they tick. Here's an interesting fact, actually. Most Type B personalities, by definition, generally live at a lower stress level and typically work steadily. They're actually better workers than Type As. They enjoy achievement, but they're not becomed by stress when they do not achieve it. This is huge here. Type Bs generally may be creative and enjoy exploring ideas and new concepts. And they're often very reflective. So these are all really good qualities. So a lot of people, they look at Type B people and they say, oh, they're not achievers. They're not go-getters. In a lot of ways, they are very successful. They have lower stress levels. They enjoy achievement. But if they don't achieve it, they don't kill themselves. They don't hate themselves. They're more creative. They enjoy exploring new ideas. And they're more reflective, which means they reflect upon things that happen to them so they can learn from them. They don't just move on quickly without learning from their history or their life. So again, Type Bs really take pride in their work. So you should give them the space to work as they feel comfortable, to enjoy their work and produce the best results. You got to leave them space to be creative and explore different ways to solve a problem instead of just giving them one way to do something. You have to give them a little bit more flexibility. Often Type As really just want to be told what to do so they can just excel and go for it. Type B personalities are often a lot more patient, and they're good with long-term projects. If a project's a month or two, they are okay with that. They have more patience than that. Type As have a lot more time urgency and impatience, which causes a lot of irritation and exasperation, and that needs to be managed in a different way. So when you're working with Type Bs, it's a good idea to give them a long-term project, something that is flexible, gives them a chance to kind of do things their own way. If you sense that somebody you're working with is a Type B, have an open dialogue with them. Ask them, would you mind giving a presentation? Is that something that you enjoy doing? Some people can't stand giving presentations, and they rather work with somebody else that likes to give presentations, and they work on the material, and they work as a team. Make sure people feel comfortable. You don't have to make them do something they don't want to. You don't have to be a leader if you don't want to. And remember, you don't have to make all your workers or employees or the people you work with or your partners leaders. In fact, too many leaders in an organization is not a good idea. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Ever heard of that? So having Type B personalities is a good thing. So to sum up, recognize that Type A, go-getters, leaders, people that are very fired up to take the spotlight, versus Type B personalities that are more reserved, more calm, more creative, more reflective, are two different personalities and need to be treated differently. Now, obviously, there are going to be people that have a combination of both or an A-B sort of situation, but you'll often see extremes as well. So make sure you understand type Bs and give them their space and manage them properly. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. We really appreciate all your support with the ratings and reviews and subscribing to the show. If you want to show your support, you can give us an iTunes rating and review. Anybody who gives us an iTunes rating and review gets two things. One, they get our very popular ebook on teaching and presenting. This book is valued at $29, but we're giving it to you as a gift to show our appreciation for your support. Just email us if you've given us an iTunes rating or review at contact@100mba.net. The second thing you receive is you enter the weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA. Every Friday, we give somebody a free ride to our online training and community. Here's a review from scubapath.com. Great info, great format, easy to follow. 5 stars. Love it. Great advice for anyone starting or maintaining their own business or just thinking about doing so. Great guest teachers as well. Great job, guys. Thank you so much, scubapath.com. We appreciate your support. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Often we're going to work with different types of people in our business, and you're going to get to know them so you can know how to work with them properly. But the rule of thumb is always be communicating. Make sure you allow people to voice their opinion and tell them what they think of what you're doing or what you're assigning or what you're working on. Maybe they can add some real good value to what you're doing in your business, and they can guide you in a way that you didn't see before. You're a listener, you're taking on advice, and that's why you're a great leader, because you listen to other people and you act upon good advice. You also want to listen for what their strengths are so you can be able to utilize the people you work with properly. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.